For the simple PLT search and gauge, today's date is 08-26-2024. Dictation is for Miss Amanda Bailey. Bailey spells B-A-I-L-E-Y. Amanda spells A-M-A-N-D-A. Date of birth is 03-08-1985. A 39-year-old female here with left ear pain and discharge period. Patient says these symptoms have been going on for more than 10 days, but has gotten worse in the last five. She denies recent swimming. Says she has a history of sinusitis, and sometimes when she has a sinus infection, she will get an earache period. Next paragraph, review of systems. She reports congestion, semicolon, cough. Says cough is productive of green sputum, sometimes yellow sputum. Next line, she reports hoarseness, a throat discomfort. Next line, she reports pain and pressure in her cheek and anterior sinus region, and frontal sinus region. Next line, patient reports myalgia. Next paragraph, past medical history. Morbid obesity. Next line, hypertension. Next line, next paragraph, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph, surgery, surgical history, C-section times one. Next paragraph, a physical exam. She is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 150/98. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Face tender, maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Nose green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Left ear erythematous. Tympanic membrane, dull to light reflex, effusion is present, effusion appears purulent. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute sinusitis. Number two is acute otitis media, left. Number three is acute bronchitis. Number four is a sinus headache. Number five is acute cough. Number six is pharyngitis. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was offered COVID tests. She declined, stated that she did a COVID test at home and it was negative. Next paragraph. Patient was given a work excuse to return to work on 08-28-2024. She was strongly encouraged to stay away from others, especially young children or older adults, as her condition could be contagious. Period. Next paragraph. She was sent home with the following medication: 1 diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number one, she should take this only if she gets yeast infection from the antibiotic she was given today. Next medication, Zithromax, 250 milligrams, 1 PO, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, Allegra, 180 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days. Number 14, 1-4. In the clinic today, she received an injection of, she received two injections of 1, Rocephin, 1 gram IM, 2, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Reevaluated, she indicated that she's beginning to feel a little better. comfortable being discharged. Strict return precautions given. Advised to increase fluids. To avoid cigarette smoke, including vaping, which she says she does. Come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of vacation.